91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Today's program begins with Sun Sentinel consumer columnist Doreen Christensen. If there's a way to save, a bargain offered, or a coupon, she'll know about it. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. This month, she's touting where to find the best post-holiday values. Of course, that includes wrappings and decorations, but also it's the time for HD TVs and pre-Valentine's jewelry and more. Linda Gastenheimer explains sous vide, or under vacuum cooking. Long used by restaurants, the techniques are now available to use at home. We'll hear all about it from Chef Patrick McCurry, a senior instructor at Miami Culinary Institute. Doreen's deals in the leadoff spot. First, it's news. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman with you. It's today's Topical Currents, Thursday edition. And we start with Doreen's deals and Sun Sentinel consumer columnist and Topical Currents regular contributor, Doreen Christensen. She saved her way through the holidays, of course, and now she sets her sights on 2017.
She has deals, sales, coupons, two-for-ones, BOGOs, cashbacks, online savings, and freebies, and especially relishes those freebies. She lives by the credo, never pay list price for anything.
She also sends Deal Next alerts as well as Freebie Friday newsletters. More about that to come.
Welcome, Doreen.
Thank you, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Here we are. Well, you'd think Joe was a robber baron the way he avoids coupons and sales, and me too.
That's not a way to my heart.
You have to clip those coupons and save that money. Okay, so if there's a way to save money, Doreen knows it, and every day can be a day to save. So post-holiday days are no exception. But I figured out there are only 353 shopping days left until Christmas, Doreen. But it's never too early to start. So what do we want to start with
she
in January?
She already has her shopping all done.
Of course, for next year.
Well, I'm working on it. So last Sunday, I wrote about how you can save on, you've had a week or two off now since Christmas and the craziness of the holidays. It's time to get back out there and shop, shop, shop. So some of the items that you want to put on your shopping list this month, obviously, is holiday decor. This was more true last week because it's probably more picked over, but Home Depot and Lowe's were having 75% off clearance sales. So big pricey lawn ornaments, you know, stuff like that. You can save big bucks on. So why pay $150 for that big blow-up thing? That's, my husband hates those.
So I can finally get
big
my...
big Santa?
I have a giant
you
Santa.
You can get your Rudolph?
My rooftop sleigh thing.
Yeah, exactly. So you could get that for a song. That's one of the things you want to think about looking at online. You can go to HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com or Walmart or any of the big box retailers and see what they've got left. The other thing right now, Super Bowl coming up, February 5th. HDTVs.
Is there ever a time HDTVs are not a good time to get them?
Well, yes. I mean, actually, when you think about Black Friday and Christmas holidays, TVs are a big, big item that people put on their list. So Super Bowl is the next biggest holiday besides Black Friday. So now is the time because the Super Bowl is early in February. You want to get that 4K TV, which those prices are dropping. They're still showcasing a lot of these 4K TVs in Las Vegas at the CES show that just happened last week. They are here. You can save big bucks on 1080p and 720 models, which, you know, if that's for a guest room or something, I recommend you put it in there, kids' room, whatever. But if you're looking for yourself, now's the time to go ahead and buy a 4K television, which has double the resolution of regular television.
What's the price range on those? Like, let's say 42 inches.
You want to go a little bit bigger than that. I'd recommend a 50.
55.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
50, 55. You can get them for under $800.
Oh, my.
And BrandSmart USA has great prices on them. So does Best Buy. So I've always gotten great prices at BJ's warehouse, but you have to be a member.
And Costco. So,
yeah, Costco as well. But BJ's in particular had really great prices on televisions, big screens over the holidays. And Samsung's, you know, I have a geek guide on my blog right now about what you need to know before you buy an HD TV. So you can visit my blog at Shop-O-Matic, sunsentinel.com/shop, and take a look at the Geek Guide and see all the particulars you need to know. It decodes all the difficult alphabet soup that is TVs today.
Now, I have to take issue with you on one of the things you say we can save on right now.
What is that?
Winter wear. Where are you living?
Last weekend, I was freezing to death. It was, okay, like, so we've it was had, like 50 degrees.
So we've had 2 days of cool winter weather.
I said for the one day a year, the one week a year, you need to show off your sweater fashions. You know, you always want those cute pair of boots to put on that 1 or 2 days a year where the temperature drops below 70.
Or if you work at WLRN where the temperature's always around 50.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, the other thing that you need to look at right now is jewelry for Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is coming up. It's on a Tuesday this year, which, you know, no weekend thing, which is probably a good thing. You need to get the best selection right now on jewelry. So if you wait in a couple weeks when it is Valentine's Day, all the selection's picked over. I give some suggestions too to go to TJ Maxx, clearance area online. They have a beautiful jewelry counter in stores. You can go to Ross. They have wonderful prices on sterling silver and other things. Even Michael Kors. I see some high-end designer stuff in Ross in the case.
Michael who?
Michael Kors. We're not going to go there, Joe.
No, Joe. And what about, are there any things not to buy in January, specifically not to buy?
Well, I mean, it depends on obviously what you're looking at, but there are certain categories of items that are on sale and are a good buy this month. I mean, if you need something, you're going to have to buy it.
Right,
of course. But white sales are also another big clearance item this time of the year. So if you need new sheets for the bed or a new comforter, you want to give a freshened up look. That's the nice thing about us here in South Florida. These summer things that they try to clear out at the end of the year or whatever, they're always good here year round. So. Right. Where, you know, the light, airy fashions are always looking good in our homes, no matter when it is.
Okay, so, of course, the white sales. So should we leave consumer goods and move on to energy savings?
Sure.
Which will save not only money, but the planet.
Well, there's that idea. Your power bill went up January 1st. Everybody is paying more for power after FPL raised rates about $7 a month. Likely after Hurricane Matthew, and it got another $3 or so that are going to be tacked onto bills. They're asking the Public Service Commission for more money to cover the costs that FPL incurred during the storm. So it looks like you're going to be paying probably, you know, $10 or $11 more a month. I have some suggestions about how to offset that cost and save even more on power. And there's some simple things you can do. They don't even, you know, require much energy on your part to save energy in your home. So one of the things that I've suggested you do is replace all of your lights with LEDs and CFLs. CFLs are on their way out, so LEDs are the way to go. They really pay for themselves. I know that people think that they're more expensive, but a lot of them are on sale right now. And when they're on sale, you should stock up. But you can save 25 to 80% on the energy expended in just a regular incandescent bulb by using an LED. They take up very, very little energy.
So it costs more at the outset, but it saves a lot more over time.
It does. And you're looking at replacing one bulb, 100-watt incandescent bulb, you'll save $6 a year.
And they last so long.
They do. They last
up
to 10 years.
I've had the same porch light in for 5 years.
And especially if it's a hard-to-reach spot, you know, which is another issue for people. But you can go, and I counted 71 bulbs in my house. So imagine, if you can save $6 by replacing one bulb, 71 bulbs if I were
74.
To go.
$420.
Yeah, so you can save some big bucks. And you don't have to replace them or buy them again. So there's also some areas where you can save by using coupons with these, because they are expensive. So if you go to like GE's website or other websites of manufacturers, they often off, you know, $2 off coupons. So that's something that to think about, too, because they are more expensive.
And then you say that then you have a lot of other tips and rebate opportunities from FPL.
Yeah, well, one of the things that you can do, FPL makes several suggestions that they sent to me when I wrote this column at the beginning of the year. you can shut off your ceiling fans when you leave the room and save $7 a month. Can you believe that? I thought ceiling fans don't take up any energy at all, but $7 a month, there's something. That's your increase right there. You can use cold water to wash your clothes and save $3 a month. You can run your pool pump 2 hours less a day right now in the winter and save $8 a month. So that's pretty interesting. You can insulate your home to reduce your cooling costs. We're not going to talk about heating costs because we know that's not going to be a problem. Right. So you can do a home energy survey from FPL, and that they can identify the ways that you can save money, and then you can get rebates on insulating your home. Businesses are also eligible for rebates. You can turn down your hot water heater from 140 degrees to 115 to 120 degrees. Most people have their hot water heaters set way too high, which they can even scald you.
Mm-hmm. You can keep lowering your hot water heater until it's just about the perfect shower level for you.
Right.
And just keep it there.
Right. I mean, one of the issues is if you have a lot of people in the home. That's the issue.
And also, what about running the dishwasher? You want it to be hot water to run the dishwasher.
The dishwasher will heat itself.
Anything in your home that heats or cools, I mean, you really can't, you know, control the dishwasher. So you want that sanitation level that it reaches.
So it will do that even if you turn your hot water heater down?
Yeah, it's still going to be high enough. Yeah. So one of the other things that you can look at is taking a personalized online survey at sunsentinel.com/FPL. You can see exactly where you're hogging your power, where you can cut your usage. And one of the biggest things that come out of the monthly budget, obviously, is your power bill. You know, right up there with food. And
now, have you done the FPL survey where they come out and look and look in your attic for insulation?
Yeah, we did do that when we moved into our home. And that's a great time, actually, to take those steps. It's because there's nothing in the attic. It's easy to get around and check. And they check for leaky places, like leaking out under doors, leaking out just into the air, into the atmosphere.
And that's free. They come out.
Yeah, they come out, and then they make the recommendations, and then they tell you what rebates you would be eligible for if you were to hire an FPL-certified contractor to come out and do the insulation to your home or whatever. But that's going to pay you back over the life of the home.
Sure. We're speaking with Doreen Christensen. She's an award-winning senior columnist for the Sun Sentinel, consumer columnist. And we're talking about saving money, as usual, post-holiday edition. And on topical currents, our number 1-800-743-9576. If you have a question for Doreen, 1-800-743-9576. Email is radio@wlrn.org.
And we're back with today's topical currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, and Doreen Christensen, the Sun Sentinel consumer columnist. And of course, we have a lot of ideas for saving. Again, our phone number, if you'd like to join in, 1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-WLRN. Now, ladies, next we talk about the 52-week savings challenge.
Oh, this
that sounds
is
like
great.
The old Christmas club.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Now, is this your idea?
This wasn't my idea. This was making the rounds several years ago on social media. And there's a little chart that you can find on my blog at sunsentinel.com/savings chart that explains how much you put away each week. So essentially, let's resolve to save more in 2017. It's the beginning of the year. You can use this technique that I'm going to tell you about to save almost $1,400. And it's a dollar a week. You're really not going to miss that money. It's a progressive dollar a week savings plan. So what you do, starting at the beginning of the year, so we're awfully close, you'd only have to put in $3 now because you're behind a little bit. You put away $1 on week one, $2 on week two, $26 on week 26, and you progressively go through the year until 52 weeks, and you'll have $1,378. So the trick, they say, on social media was to put the money in a jar. I don't suggest you do that. I say you open a free online savings account and where there's no minimum deposit, and mm-hmm. you can automatically transfer
they
the money.
They get a little bit of better interest than a
well,
standard.
Your interest, that's, yeah. no, there's, yep. that's Something almost the a past. Non, that, yeah, that's a non-existent
Oh, for the days
thing.
Of the savings the and loans yours. Where yeah. you used to get 3%.
Right, yeah. those days are definitely over.
I think you get 1% on
it isn't even that. I mean, you don't want to just be keeping money on the top of your dresser or whatever.
Because it's too tempting. You might just reach in there. And
yeah, that's one way. The other thing is, I mean, you might as well put it in a safe location, but you can set up a transfer from your regular bank account to do the numbers. If you want to work it out for how much it is per month or whatever, it's interesting because you'll have $1,400 to spend on Christmas or for a trip. Or if you're I had a friend do it. He was saving for his honeymoon. And he did and he saved the money and he used it to buy tickets for his honeymoon, which I think is awesome.
Great idea.
Yeah.
We have a question. I don't want to leave the 52-week money challenge, but I want to ask this question from Bruce because it's kind of interesting. Since almost everybody watches the Super Bowl, are there any airfare bargains for flights that are in the air during the game? Some of us don't care about the game at all.
I'm going to say for that limited period of hours that the Super Bowl is on, no.
No, really.
But,
no.
You know, feel free to go to Expedia.com and take a look. That's funny, Bruce.
Yeah, that is.
You can watch the Puppy Bowl on the Animal Planet, you know. Don't stress about the game. Watch the Puppy Bowl.
Or just watch the commercials, Bruce. Okay. And Al wants to know what color LED lights throw off.
Actually, they're getting better about that. Yeah, there's several choices, and you need to determine how many lumens you need. So that's something you'll need to educate yourself on. Obviously, if you're buying a 100-watt bulb, you need to look at like a 1,600 lumens. That's the measure.
Is there a formula?
It usually tells you right on the box. Oh, okay.
Well, you can have the whiter ones in your kitchen and bathroom, and then the warm colors in your living area.
Yeah, and that's been a big drawback of LEDs, but they're making massive improvements in that area because, you know, especially for women, if you're putting on your makeup or whatever, you look this ghastly shade of, you know, this fluorescent.
It's like a morgue shot.
You know, yeah, exactly. The morgue look, you know. No, thank you. But just take a look in the light bulb aisle at your home improvement store or wherever, and definitely shop for those coupons online. Just Google LED light coupons and see what pops up.
Would RetailMeNot have some?
RetailMeNot has everything.
Everything
in the universe.
Do they have the three-way light in LEDs?
Yes, they have all kinds of different options now. Halogen is another. I have a lot of halogen bulbs in my house, but I mean, you could fry
halogen.
You could fry it.
That's a lot of energy.
Yeah, could fry it an egg on halogen bulbs. Yeah. You know, but if you have a halogen fixture, you know, some fixtures need to be LED fixtures so that you can use the proper. But the upside is like a hi-hat or something that used to take up a lot more room. They don't take up as much room. So if you're in a condo or something with a shallow ceiling area to use the lights. So there's a lot of reasons why you should take a harder look at LEDs.
Okay, so are we finished on the 52-week money challenge? That is so great. We could have people call and tell us what they
want. I just wanted to mention there's a more ambitious way to save almost $7,000, which is to do not double it, $5. $5 progressively a week. So $5 the first week, $10 the second, $15. That gets a little bit more difficult to save, but you know, if you swear off your Starbucks for the month, just cut out something and earmark that money to go into the jar.
No, we used that during our pledge drive.
Okay, so on to the Blaze pizza and the pastrami.
Man, I've got free eats, all kinds of good, delicious free eats. First of all, how do you beat getting a free pastrami sandwich? Saturday is National Pastrami Day. I love pastrami.
Says who?
Yeah.
Says, pastrami makers?
Says them. Actually, there's a silly holiday for every day of the year, and you can actually go online to find a listing of all of those. But for this purpose, it's 2J's Deli. They have like 26 or 28 Florida restaurants. They started in Palm Beach County. They're offering a free pastrami item if you sign up with their app, their rewards app, which took me like 30 seconds. And, you know, I think the price was like $9.99 or $12.99, and I actually shot a video there yesterday for my blog, which will be available on my blog tomorrow for my Freebie Friday.
Oh, you're editing it.
And
now.
So you can. Yeah, I'm writing it. I haven't written it yet, but you can see all the food options that you're going to get in the video. And I'm telling you, they had this unbelievable hamburger with pastrami on top that was outrageous. It sounds terrible, right? It was the best thing I've ever eaten.
Wait, so you choose what pastrami item you want?
Yeah, there's four different choices.
I see.
How do you beat that? So you get a completely free, and when you sign up, you also get a free small plate or dessert. So you get all these freebies for signing up. So you can't combine them, so you can use the dessert on another visit. Or
And the name of it again?
The name of it again is 2J's Deli.
Two, like the letter J's?
T-O-O. J-A-Y-S, Deli. Okay. And you can find information on that on my blog at sunsentinel.com/shop. It's right up near the top, and it's the promotion goes on for quite a while. February 19th. You have to sign up by February 19th to get your free eats. Okay. And I tell you exactly what to do.
And the other, the pizza?
Yeah, the Blaze Pizza offers buy one, get one free offer.
What is Blaze Pizza?
Blaze Pizza, it's a fast-fired pizza chain. It's sort of like Chipotle, where you go in and pick all your ingredients, and they have like a 900-degree oven that cooks your pizza in 160 seconds.
Do we live in the same area? Because I don't know any of these places. Blaze Pizza, 2J's Deli,
yes,
is it?
Yes. Well, obviously, we do circulate in Miami, but in Broward and Palm Beach counties, so a lot of the stuff that I write about are based out of those counties. Okay. And actually, 2J's Deli is all over the state. So they're in plenty of places. But, you know, for a free pastrami sandwich, come on, get in the car, drive. You got to come up. So the Blaze Pizza offer is also on my blog, and you can get a coupon code, good to order free pizza, redeemable through their mobile app. So you got to download their mobile app. But still, you know, you can get a free pizza. How do you beat that? I haven't had Blaze Pizza, so I can't vouch for it, but I know others that have had it, and they love it. That's a very, very popular spot.
Okay, so now we're on to the big things, right? The cruise month, the Legoland, and Disney World.
That's one of my ultimate destinations, is Legoland.
Yes.
I've been planning that for years.
Well, you're
Joe, now's your chance.
You're a little old for Legoland, right? You know, it's for the kiddies.
A little old for everything.
Well, we're not going to say that now. Just a minute. You're not too old to take a cruise.
No.
Okay, well, it's wave season, which is code for savings on everything on the seven seas. Wave season usually goes from January through March, but January really finds the best deals. And Miami Cruise Month, which is sponsored by the Greater Miami Convention Visitors Bureau, are offering all kinds of deals. They raked all these deals into a pile. You can get buy one, get one free fares, free drinks, free shipboard credits. What are some of the other things? These are for a lot of ships sailing out of the port of Miami, MSC, which is based in Fort Lauderdale, Oceana, one of my favorite cruise lines, Norwegian Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean. So go to MiamiCruiseMonth.com. You can see all the offers there. And I do a pretty good breakout of all the, you know, Oceana's offering $750 off. There's all kinds of savings you can
and
have.
Military people really get some deals.
Yeah, well, that actually, I have two terrific offers that's for military. First of all, SeaWorld Parks offers active duty military, not veterans, active duty and three dependents, free one-day tickets to all their SeaWorld Parks. So that's the Waves of Honor program. Go to wavesofhonor.com and you can find out all about that. Which is, and your service member doesn't, if somebody's deployed or away, the family can still go and use it, which is really fantastic. Mm-hmm. You can go to Busch Gardens in Tampa. You can go to SeaWorld in Orlando. Disney World also is offering free tickets and hotels for military this year. So you can find deals right now on my blog. I break out all the things. You can get admission for 5 days for $224 plus tax through April 8th. There are some blackout dates. Most of the offers go through December 19th, but there's a few blackout dates in April. So you can buy admission for 4 days for $209 plus tax, which is theme park tickets have gotten just about.
So what would it normally be?
It's about $110 a day normally. So
you're saving like over $200.
Yeah, you can save some big bucks if you're military. So five family members also can participate in the offers. So you can also find resort savings in California, too, at Disneyland. And there's accommodations, too, that they give you discounts on. So you can look in my blog or you can call 407-939-7830 to get a list of participating military bases. And that's where you would go to get the tickets.
So we need a listing of all of your media areas there that people can see your work.
Yes.
Doreen's Deals.
Facebook,
the blogs,
Twitter.
Oh, that's so easy. I've got all these awesome shortcuts. So sign up for my Freebie Friday newsletter at sunsentinel.com/newsletters. You look for the deals, click it, and you'll get right to your inbox a very handy long list of freebies, coupons, savings that are good just that week. And I suggest people use it all weekend long to save.
Is it a survey?
It's not a survey. It's a collection of all
freebies.
The freebies, coupons, and savings, dining deals, everything that I compile for the week to be used for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So it's a super handy list to have in your inbox. You don't have to do any work. You can just look at it and click the link and show the coupon or get the savings offer for the dining deal, whatever.
All right. I'm pumped up.
And the blog is sunsentinel.com/shop.
sunsentinel.com/shop. That's my Shop-O-Matic blog. And you can visit my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Doreen's Deals and follow me on Twitter at Pretty Good Ideas.
Okay, Doreen Christensen, an award-winning senior columnist covering consumer lifestyle and entertainment topics for the Sun Sentinel. And we've been doing a post-holiday edition. Doreen, we'll see you soon, actually, in a couple
month.
Of weeks, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be on again. We're going to be talking about cutting the cable cord.
Cutting the cable cord. It sounds painful.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, right?
It's not painful. Okay. You'll save a lot of money.
Okay. Thank you, Doreen.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend.